Welcome back to Cardinal Rancho Cotati High School. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals with the football have a third down and 12 as we begin the second quarter. The Cardinals have the ball right at their own 33-yard line. They need to get to the 45-yard line. Pavitt, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Three receivers left, two receivers right. Gets the snap, throws long down the sideline. And making the catch before he's brought down at the 32-yard line.
This is Giancarlo Woods, number two. A big play for Newman. He beats the defender there. I'm trying to get a number from that Rancho defender. Number five, Darius Hurst, unable to keep up with Woods on the play. Woods just made a great catch, a great throw from Pavitt, hitting him in the back shoulder.
Ball goes, snap goes to Pavitt, hands it up the middle, and going and not coming down here with great yardage. 15 yards on the run, coming straight up the middle with Shane Morand. First and 10 for the Cardinals. That play ignited their offense. On a third and 12, Pavitt finds Giancarlo Woods for a big play. Again, the ball handed to Morand, and this time he beats and he stopped after a two-yard gain. Second down and 8. The football right at the Rancho Cotati 15-yard line.
And Newman doing a great job at the start of this second quarter, getting some things moving here on offense. I want to see this Rancho defense step up, dig their heels in, and keep them out of the end zone.
Second down and 6. The football placed just inside the 15-yard line of the Cougars. Pavitt looking over the defense. Takes the snap. He's going to go to the left himself, and he stopped. Pavitt took the snap. He had a blocker, Shane Morand, in front of him, but the Cougar defense came up and stopped them, forcing a third down and 3.
Number 63, Jeffrey Huff, able to wrap him up and bring him down, stop him just short of that first down marker.
Could this be two down territory for the Cardinals? Third down and 3. The football right at the 11-yard line. Pavitt's got Morand right behind him. Hands it to Morand, who comes up the middle, sidesteps. He's got the first down. He's not going down until he gets inside the 5-yard line, and they're going to put it at the 4. First and goal, Cardinals.
You know, Nick, I'm starting to think we didn't paint a good enough picture of Shane Morand as a running back in the pregame show. He's too Newman what Rashid Rankin is to Rancho Cotati.
Yeah, he did a nice job of sidestepping the first tackler and then bowled his way inside the 4. The Cardinals knocking on the door. Pavitt takes the snap, heading for the end zone. Reservation for 6, and it's a touchdown. Cardinal Newman Cardinals take the football in their first possession and drive down the field for a touchdown.
Just a design keeper for Pavitt. Able to get some good separation there on the edge, and he's able to roll in. I think he had one finger touched on him as he was crossing the goal line, but other than that, safe crossing.
The Cardinal Newman Cardinals lining up for the extra point. Their kicker, Colin Bourne, left-footed.
Not one, but two left-footed kickers tonight.
The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is right down the middle. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals lead the Rancho Cotati Cougars 7-0. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, presented by Novato Chevrolet.
Quick, sugar, those enemy agents are right behind us. Get in the car.
Oh, no!
Let's go. Just a second. What the?
You were too busy to take the car to Rick's Automotive, Yeah.
But?
Rick's Automotive does free battery checks, provides honest service, even a Napa Auto Care Center, brakes, tires, batteries, everything to get your car on the road. But no, somebody was too busy.
But?
Rick's Automotive, located at 6560 Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. As the Cardinal Newman Cardinals took the football, went 80 yards on their first possession, and scored a touchdown on a running play by their quarterback, Jackson Pavitt, to take the lead, 7-0 here. We're 10 minutes and 14 seconds here in the second quarter.
Now, Nick, as great as that drive was, they did a great job of capping it with a touchdown, but putting the cherry on top with that extra point, Rancho was in that backfield very quick, and that'll just be something to pay attention to moving forward. If Rancho's going to creep back into this game, it could be special teams that makes the difference.
Colin Bourne kicks off. It's a high kick. It's veering for the sidelines, and it goes out of bounds. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be placed at the 30-yard line. The Rancho Cotati Cougars come onto the field. Excuse me, the 35-yard line. The Cougars come onto the field. They took the opening kickoff and drove 60 yards down the field as they started at their own 20. And on a fourth down from their 15-yard line, they tried a field goal, and the 30-yard field goal was wide right.
You just can't come up empty when you get chances like that to put points up on the board. And don't be surprised if this Rancho offense comes out extra motivated to try and get those points back.
Rashid, the diesel Rankin, back in. He took most of the load. Stalker throws quickly out in the flat, and it's caught. And he's drugged down after 5 yards.
A great job of wrapping up there by number two, Giancarlo Woods, making sure he doesn't get any more than that. At this point, this is the range of the field where you're between the 20s. It's bend, don't break.
Darius Hurst caught the pass, moved upfield for 5 yards. It's going to be second down and 5. The football placed right at the Rancho 40-yard line. Two receivers right, two receivers left. That's their favorite formation, with Rashid Rankin now in the backfield. Stalker gets the snap again, throws it out, and it's caught coming up the field. Weaves his way close to the first down. It's going to be third down and 2.
Number 5, Justin LaFrankie, and number 11, Jared Doolittle, right there as he was making the catch, able to shake them, eventually brought down a couple yards later. But an interesting play calls right here from Rancho out of the gate. I'll be interested to see if they go back to Rankin at all. It seems like they're going to make a concerted effort with the passing game now.
Third down and 2, Rankin the lone back in the backfield. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Stalker looking over the defense, is in the shotgun. Gets the snap. This time he hands it to Rankin. Rankin's going to be hit. He spins, and he's going to lose yards. They're going to give him his forward progress was right up to the 44-yard line.
And the freshman, number 25, Santino Acevedo, coming up there, meeting Rankin and not letting him get any further.
Cougars staying on the field. It appears they're going to go for it here on fourth down and a long one. Rashid Rankin is the back. Shifts to the right. And now it looks like Stalker's going to kick. Oh, they're going to try to draw off the Cardinals. And it's going to be a timeout called by Coach Garrig Hoteling. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato, and save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cougars have the football, have a fourth down and a 1 yard. The football's at their own 44-yard line. They have the black ops. The ball's taken by Rashid. He comes up the middle, and he's hit. And his second, and the diesel moves forward. He was hit initially right at the line of scrimmage, but his desire and passion would not allow him to be stopped, and he picks up the big first down.
Number 2, Giancarlo Woods, meeting him right at the line of scrimmage, and then it just became a battle of will right there, and Rankin outwilling Woods on the play.
Rankin also outweighing Woods on that play.
Very true, very true.
Had a good weight advantage. So first and 10 for the Cougars. The football at the Cardinals, at the Cougars 46-yard line. Stalker gets it, rolls out to his right. Now he's going to run, and he throws late over the middle. It's caught. Stalker, Jared, did a nice job of finding his receiver. Jack Reese went down the right sideline, but he came back. Stalker was very patient, and he threw a bullet. First down and 10 for the Cougars.
Reese did a great job of creating separation against Doolittle, who then had to come back and just merely push him out of bounds. And Rancho continues to drive and operate down the field at ease.
Jared Stalker looking very sharp early in the game. The football now at the Cardinals' 41-yard line. First and 10, Cougars. Rashid Rankin shifts to his left. Stalker fakes the handoff, comes up the middle. He finds a little hole, and he's blasted down, but not before he gains 4 yards.
Number four, Shane Moran coming and dropping the shoulder. Stalker only got 2 yards on that play, but boy, did he feel that one.
Will Shirley also on the tackle. Second down and 7. Stalker, Jared faked the handoff to Rashid, and Rashid's coming out of the game to get a little breather. Herrera in as a running back. Right behind Jared the Stalker. The Night Stalker has played well. Hands it to Jaden Herrera. Comes up the middle and he pulls his way forward.
Herrera having no problem running over number 75, Will Shirley, there as he picks up what appears to be up just shy of the first down.
Number 3 in the game is Samari Jones. I thought Jones was not going to be here tonight, but that appears to be Samari Jones running the football. Please excuse me.
Audibles get called at the last minute. It's okay.
Stalker has Rashid Rankin to his right and Samari Jones to his left. The ball is handed to Samari Jones, and he again finds a hole and comes up the middle and gets the first down.
The Rancho offensive line is doing a great job of getting the first initial push on this Newman D-line, creating that separation, opening up some gaps, and the Rancho running backs are able to capitalize on that.
First and 10, Cougars, the football just inside the Cardinal Newman 30-yard line. The Cougars have done a good job of marching the football, but the Cardinals are bending, but let's see if they break. They did not break on the first drive. First and 10, coming straight up the middle as Jared Stalker spins and goes down, but he gains 5 yards and brought down right at the Cardinal Newman 25-yard line.
And this, again, another textbook example of the Rancho offensive line doing a great job of being able to push off and get that separation on the D-line.
First, second down and 10 for the Cougars. Ball right at the 25-yard line of Cardinal Newman. Cougars trailing 7-0. Stalker gets the snap. Now he's going to throw long down the sideline, and it's caught for a touchdown. A beautiful pass by Jared the Night Stalker. He finds Jack Reese down the right sideline. Reese beat Jared Doolittle for the touchdown, and the Cougars strike 7-6 with the PAT looming.
Did a great job of getting initial separation there off the line of scrimmage. Gets around him, and Stalker just puts that thing right on a platter for him, and he's able to haul it in, get the 2 feet in when you only need the one in high school. He got 2 feet in, and now Rancho's up on the board here.
Jared, the Night Stalker, looking very well throwing the football, and that might have been the best pass he's thrown all game. Lining up for the extra point now, number 8, Jonathan Valencia, and the kick is blocked. Coming through untouched, Giancarlo Woods blocks the extra point, and that'll keep the score at 7 for Cardinal Newman and 6 for Rancho Cotati. We're going to leave it right here. We've got an interview Michael Baribault's thoughts after the first quarter there. Joe, why don't you roll Michael's thoughts?
Michael Baribault here with KSRO's Game of the Week. So some quick thoughts here on the first quarter and a half here at Rancho Cotati. Rancho really dominated the first quarter, drew 5 offsides penalties, and was not able to get points out of it as they missed a field goal. And Newman came back right away and scored on just a 4-minute drive. So right now Newman's winning the battle up front. It was Rancho, but now it's up to Newman. And we will see what happens the rest of the game. Nick and Jeff, back to you.
Now, thank you, Michael, for that. And again, that was after the first quarter. Rancho heard him loud and clear, and they came out charging here in the second quarter, matching what Newman's been able to do. I think we're just starting to get warmed up here, Mr. Matos.
Well, that was a beautiful pass by Jared the Night Stalker to Jack Reese, 25 yards into the end zone. The PAT was blocked by Giancarlo Woods. We'll see if that
Welcome back to Rancho.
We'll see if that has anything to do with the final score. The kick is a short kick, and it bounces at the 20-yard line, and then finally taken by Shane Moran, and he's down at the Cardinal Newman 32-yard line.
That almost looked destined for disaster. Moran able to pick it up after it takes a funny hop, caught him off balance, and he's able to stumble forward for a couple yards. Newman's going to start their drive on their own 31.
Newman took their first possession at the 20-yard line and drove 80 yards. And Jackson Pavitt scored a touchdown on a 4-yard run, putting the Cardinal Newman Cardinals ahead 7-0. But Rancho Cotati drove back down the field and just scored a touchdown on a 25-yard touchdown pass from Jared the Night Stalker to Jack Reese. Again, the PAT missed. That's where we're at with 5:37 remaining here in quarter number two. The Cardinals leading the Cougars 7-6. We're going to have a timeout called by Rancho Cotati. 5 minutes, 37 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. You're listening to the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
T-Shirt Underground. Top quality, low-cost T-shirts made to your specifications. Call Ryan at 707-596-8624 or check them out online at shirt123.com.
Want small-town dental care with big-city technology? You'll find it in Forestville at Forestville Family Dentistry. Dr. Carol Shiner and her team make your dental health their number one priority. Call 887-2140. Forestville Family Dentistry.
Larkfield hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cardinals with the football, first and 10. They throw out into the flat. The ball's caught, but the Cougars' defense does a nice job.
Number 15, Jack Reese, and number 25, Rasheed Rankin there on the play, bringing him down.
Ethan Kelly caught the pass out on the flat, was able to gain 1 yard before he was smothered by the Cougar defense. Second down and 9 for the Cardinals.
The Rancho bench doing everything they can to get the fans into this game, create some noise, help them kind of try to create a 12-man atmosphere here.
Pavitt in the shotgun, throws quickly out into the flat to Moran, who sidesteps one tackler and finally drug and pushed out of bounds by Mahalis Santorinos with the football at the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up a third down and a long 5.
Santorino's just one of those guys that just has a knack to know where the football is at or where it's going to be. He's got the good football instincts, and he really is one of the heartbeat, or the heartbeat, on this Rancho defense in there on seemingly every play.
Third down and 5. Pavitt looking over the Cougar defense. Now he's changing the play. He's got Miranda's halfback to the left. Third and 5. Gets the snap. He's coming up the middle. There's a big hole, and he's got the first down. And he's got more as he breaks to the outside. And he's finally brought down at the 47-yard line, making the tackle.
Number 23, Dylan Barella, able to bring him down, but not before Pavitt made a great effort making defenders miss left and right on that game.
There was a big hole initially as Pavitt came up the field. And again, in the pregame show, Coach Garrick Hotaling of the Cougars mentioned that he thought one of the keys to victory would be tackling, and there were several tackles not made there that were missed. First and 10, Cardinals. Coming up the middle is Shane Moran. After a gain of 3, he's pushed to the turf on the Cougars' side of the 50-yard line.
Now, Nick, in Rancho's defense, when you're running the run-pass option like that, it's going to be tough to keep track of the ball and know who you're supposed to tackle. So credit to the Rancho defense for hanging in there as much as they have so far.
Absolutely, keeping the Pavitt, the quarterback, keeping the Cougars off balance. A gain of 5 on the last run by Moran. Second down and 5. The ball at the Cougars' 48-yard line. Pavitt fakes the handoff to Moran, comes up the middle, and he's tackled a yard short of the first down. Third down and 1. The football placed right at the Rancho Cotati 45-yard line.
One thing that I'm noticing both these offenses doing is they're doing a great job of maintaining possession, running the clock. They're just playing. These aren't big plays that they're stacking up. They're little plays, that the little things, you know, 3 yards at a time, 4 yards at a time. And before you know it, you're down in your enemy's territory ready to get in there for a score.
Moran to the left. Pavitt in the shotgun. Rolling to the left. Now he's going to pitch it. No, he's not going to pitch it. And the Cougars defense stops him. No gain. That'll bring up a fourth down.
Pavitt looked ready to pitch it, but Brandon Prawshaw did a great job of getting in the backfield and disrupting the timing of that pitch, forcing Pavitt to hold on to it, and then he was able to be swarmed up by a bunch of Rancho defenders.
Cardinals lining quickly up over the football. They're going to go for it here. They do. The ball comes up the middle, and Moran's got the first down. And more as he's bowling his way down. It looks like the ball was pulled out. There's a fumble, but Cardinal Newman picked it up. Yes, Cardinal Newman recovers it at the Rancho Cotati 35-yard line.
Credit Justin LaFranchi having the presence of mind to see ball, get ball. Make sure to hold on to that possession for Cardinal Newman.
First down and 10 for the Cardinals.
And now LaFranchi is getting sent off the field by the official for what appears to be a thigh pad issue. Not sure what that's about.
2 minutes, 44 seconds remaining in quarter number two. Cardinal Newman with their second possession marching down the field, picking up first downs on critical third down plays. Have a first down and 10 with the football at the 35-yard line. Pavitt in the shotgun, hands it to Moran, who's coming across the field to the right, and he's brought down. Number 65, Orion Piombo grabbed the back of Moran's jersey and drug him to the turf. Second down, 9. A gain of 1 on that play.
Newman continuing to chew the clock up on this drive. We're sitting at just under 2 minutes before halftime here. And Newman seems hell-bent on running the clock down and making sure that they're the only ones that can put points up on the board for the rest of this quarter.
3 receivers left, 1 receiver Nunley to the right. Pavitt wants to pass, and he throws. The ball's up in the air, and it's dropped. There was an opportunity for an interception. But the ball, let's see if they call it an incomplete pass.
Number 19, Garrett Ridley, getting around the edge and blowing up Jackson Pavitt mid-throw. They're able to knock the ball down.
Are they calling it an incomplete pass or a fumble?
Referees are gathering. Rancho getting in there trying to influence the call. And it looks like they're going to give it to Rancho.
As Pavitt went back to pass, the pass rush hit him. As I thought his arm was going forward, my own self.
I didn't see who recovered the ball, but that was, again, a credit. Garrett Ridley on the hit. You don't have replay in high school football, at least not when radio's doing the game. So you got to go with this. And the officials think that it's an interception, turnover. Credit Rancho. They're able to get the chance to put some points up on the board before halftime.
Cougars take over the football at their own 34-yard line. 1 minute, 37 seconds remaining here in quarter number two, trailing 7-6. Stockard in the shotgun, shifts Rankin to his left, dropping back to pass, throws long over the middle, and he overthrows. Breaking out in front was Darius Hurst, but the pass was overthrown by 2 yards, incomplete, and stopping the clock with 1 minute and 33 seconds remaining in quarter number two.
Darius Hurst had that DB, Giancarlo Woods, beat by about 3 to 4 yards, so if Stocker hadn't thrown that ball 5 yards over his head, Rancho could have been looking at a touchdown right now.
Second down and 10. Clock stopped at a minute 33. Cougars trailing 7-6 here late in the second quarter. Stockard in the shotgun. Shifts Rankin to the right. Rankin going out for a pass. Throws over the middle, and the ball's dropped. That pass was a little bit low. Trying to scoop it up and make the catch. Number 34, Jordan Broderick could not pull it in. Pass could have been a little higher, and Broderick may have been able to make the catch. Third down and 10. 1 minute, 23 seconds. Stockard's last two passes have not been his finest. He was very sharp for the first quarter and the first quarter and a half, but his last two passes have been a little errant. On third and 10, he comes up the middle. And he's going to be short. Came straight up the middle on a quarterback draw. Got about 5 yards, but it's going to bring up a fourth down and five. And the punting unit comes onto the field for the Cougars. The clock stopped with 1 minute and 22 seconds remaining.
And Newman going to get a second chance here to put some points up on the board before the end of the half.
Looks like there's a timeout on the field. Let's keep it right here. At halftime, I got a great interview with the legendary, illustrious coach, Ed Conroy, who coached high school football for 32 years here at Rancho Cotati and was the varsity coach for 27 years. Ed's going to join us at halftime. We're going to catch up with him. The Cougars are going to punt the football. Their punter, Jared Stalker, the quarterback, is back to punt. Dropping back for the Cardinals is Giancarlo Woods. He's going to stand at his 30. The snap is good. Stalker's kick is a low driving kick. Bounces at the 35-yard line of Cardinal Newman. Rolls forward. Takes a Rancho Cotati bounce and is downed at the Cardinal Newman 27-yard line. First and 10, Cardinals leading 7-6 with 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining here in quarter number two.
And we see Pavitt coming out here. I can't imagine that Newman's going to be running too much RPO, at least on the run side of things. I think you're going to see him air it out here, try and take a shot downfield. You have two timeouts left, 1 minute 10 seconds. It's very possible to get some points up on the board here.
Looking back at the first half, Jeff, the Cougars took that opening kickoff and drove right down the field. They took it at their 20-yard line. They got inside the 15-yard line. And on a fourth down, they tried a field goal. The field goal was missed. Cardinal Newman took the football at that point. They drove all the way down the field, 75 yards, climaxed by a touchdown by Jackson Pavitt. Their extra point was good. They led 7-0. On the ensuing possession by the Cougars, they came down the field, and quarterback Jared the Night Stalker hit Jack Reese on a 25-yard touchdown pass, but the PAT was blocked by Giancarlo Woods, and that's where we stand. 7-6 Cardinals with 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining here in quarter number two.
Special teams is either going to make special plays or special errors that could cost you the game.
Pavitt drops back. Now he's going to run up the middle. He's finding a little hole to the outside, and he gets the edge. And he comes upfield, and he's tackled by Darius Hurst right at the first down marker. The clock's still running.
Pavitt,
we're under a minute
shoulder
to go here in quarter number two. The ball placed at the 35-yard line.
I don't know if I like my quarterback taking that much contact there, Nick.
Pavitt looking over the defense. Now he's going to again try to get the edge on the left. He comes around the corner, and he's pushed out of bounds. Gets the first down right at the Cardinal Newman 38-yard line. First and 10 Cardinals, 37 seconds remaining in quarter number two.
Hey, Coach Hodling's got to be fuming right now. There is missed tackles being left and right now for the Rancho defense. They need to get in position, wrap up, and bring him down in bounds if they want to get to halftime.
Cougars just have two down linemen. They send three rushers. Throwing down the sideline, and the ball goes through his hands. A sure interception.
Number 15, Jack Reese, just right through his hands. There's honestly no excuse for that, Nick. He was wide open. No, that ball was clearly underthrown. A duck on a silver platter, and he does nothing with it.
Pavitt trying to get the football to their talented wide receiver, Zion Nunley. Underthrew him, and the ball went through Jack Reese's hands. Second down and 10. The clock stopped. 33 seconds remaining in quarter number two. The Cardinals leading 7-6. Pavitt with the snaps. Got time. Plenty of time. But he throws out in the flat to Moran, who's wide open. Comes up the field, and he steps out of bounds inside the Cougar territory at the 47-yard line. First and 10 Cardinals.
Darius Hurst forced him out of bounds there, but not before he's able to pick up some serious real estate, and now it looks like Newman's cooking. We have a timeout from Rancho Cotati.
We're going to keep it right here, 26 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. Looking back at the first half here, I got to tell you, Jeff, the play of the game was the third down on the initial drive by Cardinal Newman. Pavitt found Giancarlo Woods down the left sideline for 30 yards, and it just changed the whole momentum of this game.
It really sparked the ignition there for Cardinal Newman. They're starting able to move the ball down the field. Getting away, you just see what they're doing now is they're gaining the momentum. It looks like they're poised for a score.
The last pass there, Moran went out in the flat. The Cougars had dropped all of their defensive backs thinking they were going to throw long. And when Moran got the football, there was nothing but real estate in front of him. He ran upfield 15 yards before he was pushed out of bounds. The Cardinals with 26 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. The football at the Rancho Cotati 47-yard line. Pavitt takes the snap, drops straight back. Now there's pressure. Throws out in the flat to Moran, who catches it, and he's pushed out of bounds. After a six-yard gain, he steps out of bounds, stopping the clock with 20 seconds remaining here in quarter number two.
Santorino's able to bring him out of bounds there, or get him out of bounds there, but unfortunately that stops the clock, and that's going to help Newman in this situation. Again, if you're a Rancho defender, you need to bring these guys down in bounds, force them to use. They have no timeouts left, so the clock will run out. You just need to bring him down in bounds.
Three receivers left for the Cardinals. Pavitt drops back, looking to his left. Got plenty of time, throws it. It's a beautiful pass. Caught and ran out of bounds. Ethan Kelly made the catch, and he steps out of bounds again, stopping the clock with 14 seconds remaining.
Newman doing a great job of chipping away at this defense, it seems, for what it's like 8-9 yards at a time.
14 seconds remaining. You wonder if they're trying to set up a field goal option for Ethan Collarborn. He's kicked a 42-yarder this season. The ball right at the Rancho Cotati 26-yard line. Pavitt gets the snap, looking to the right, throws long to the end zone. Nunley breaks out there, and he misses it. The ball, Nunley looked up into the lights, and he looked apparently like he lost the ball in the lights. The pass was thrown very nicely by Jackson Pavitt. I'm sure Zion would love to have another attempt at that.
A beautiful throw by Pavitt. I want to say it's probably 50-50 on the blame there with the lights and the type of route that was run. It looked like the ball was supposed to be in a special place, and Nunley was not there to get it.
9 seconds left. Pavitt now throws quickly and almost picking it off. Again, an opportunity for an interception. Stepping up to make the catch.
Number five, Darius Hurst, with the ball slipping through his fingertips. 5.9 seconds left here. Newman looking like they might take one more shot at the end zone, maybe.
Collarborn onto the field, setting up a field goal attempt. It's going to be a long one. It'll be 42 yards. The ball will be placed at the Rancho 43 yards. The ball will be placed right at the Rancho Cotati 33-yard line. Collarborn, the left-handed kicker. The snap is good. The hold's good. The kick is good.
Right down the middle.
Collarborn, with room to spare, splits the uprights with just 0.6 seconds remaining. Cardinal Newman extends their lead to 10-6. An impressive kick by Ethan Collarborn, who got underneath it nicely. The ball moving well through the crossbars right there. I'm impressed.
Textbook, end over end. He got all of his leg into it for sure. And again, it just goes back to the special teams thing. Special teams is going to make special plays that'll help you win the game. And unfortunately for Rancho right now, your special teams unit has cost you, and that's why you're down 10-6. And you're going to go into halftime with a 10-6 deficit. It's nothing that can't be fixed. You just patch up those mistakes, come out here and take care of business in the second half. But for right now, it's been Newman's special teams unit that's been the difference here.
Very well said. And I got to tell you, if you're going to win games, you got to make plays. And on that drive, Rancho Cotati had two opportunities for interceptions that would have stopped the drive, and possibly the second one there, Darius Hurst could have gone down the right sideline. There was nobody over there. He was coming forward. The ball went through his hands. If you're going to win, you got to make plays, and Rancho Cotati had opportunities here, and they didn't do it. So we're going to have a kickoff here by Collarborn, and that'll probably most likely be the last play of the half, unless there's a penalty. Collarborn's kick is a driving kick on the ground, and the ball's going to be picked up and downed immediately by Rancho Cotati. So that'll do it here for the first half at Rancho Cotati High School. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals leading the Rancho Cotatis 10-6. This is the game of the week on KSRO. brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
For 26 years, Marin Orthodontics has provided high-quality orthodontic appliances to dentists and orthodontists in the San Francisco Bay Area. The quality of the appliances crafted at Marin Orthodontics Lab require 90% less chair time for fit. See their large selection of special effects for retainers and appliances that give kids and adults alike that one-of-a-kind smile. Designs range from simple sparkles and rainbow colors to comic book characters like Snoopy. Request your dental professional use Marin Orthodontics. MarinOrthodontics.com. Simply the best.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
And this is Joe Pasquini at the KSRO Sports Desk. We've seen nothing but offense, and we expected a more an offensive game than we're seeing between Cardinal Newman and Rancho Cotati today. But halftime here, it's Cardinal Newman 10, Rancho Cotati 6. Rancho Cotati took the first drive, drove into field goal range, but missed a 30-yard field goal. And then Cardinal Newman drove down the field and got the first score of the game.
Cabot takes the snap, heading for the end zone, reservation for six, and it's a touchdown. Cardinal Newman Cardinals take the football in their first possession and drive down the field for a touchdown.
That gave Cardinal, that was early in the second quarter, 10:14 to go. Cardinal Newman had a 7-0 lead. Rancho Cotati drove right back, though, and they scored on their next drive.
Stalker gets the snap. Now he's going to throw long down the sideline, and it's caught for a touchdown. A beautiful pass by Jared, the Night Stalker. He finds Jack Reese down the right sideline. Reese beat Jared Doolittle for the touchdown, and the Cougars strike 7-6 with the PAT looming.
And the PAT looming was no good, so Cardinal Newman still had a 7-6 lead. Cardinal Newman then drove down the field right before a half, and right on the last play of the first half, Cardinal Newman kicked a 42-yard field goal by Ethan Collarborn. That made it 10-6, and that's where we are at the half. 10-6 in favor of Cardinal Newman at the halftime. And here's Michael Baraball with Paul Cronin's thoughts on the first half.
Michael Baraball here on the field. KSRO's Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Coach, first I want to ask, what was the explanation given to you by the official on that controversial interception fumble play that we had there towards the end of the half?
I didn't really listen. It was bang bang play. They got to make the call, so you can't judge that.
And then you guys had some momentum there to end the half. How big is that going into the second half?
Yeah, I think it depends on what you do with it, right? So now we get the kickoff to open up, so now we got to be clean on our first drive, and then we got to score some defense things away.
Coach, thank you. Good luck.
Thanks a lot, huh?
Michael Baraball here with the KSRO Game of the Week presented by Novato Chevrolet. Back to Joe, Jeff, and Nick.
So it's 10-6 here at halftime. A couple other scores to get you caught up before in the North Bay League. Anley is hearing all this stuff, or Windsor is hearing all this stuff about Cardinal Newman and Rancho Cotati. And at half, or late in the second quarter, they lead Anley 47-0. So it's all Anley in the, or all Windsor in that game. In the other game, Ukiah leads Maria Carrillo 14-7.
Welcome back to Rancho Cotati High School. The Cardinal Newman Cardinals leading the Rancho Cotati Cougars 10-6. A well-played first half. And I've got that man, the myth, the legend, the illustrious Ed Conroy has joined me up here at halftime. How you doing, Coach? Thanks for coming up here.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate the invite.
Yeah, well, I got to tell you, when I was thinking about this game, I said, you know, I got to get the most famous alumnus they have here. And you're the man, okay? You're the guy. I'm hoping that you would come here, and you did. Why don't you give us your thoughts here on the first half before we get into what you're doing these days? I know you retired a few years back, but still love high school football, and you're out here.
No, I really enjoy watching it. It's nice not being responsible for it. Someone else has to do it. But I've enjoyed it. I think it's been a great game so far. Obviously, I'm rooting for Rancho. And, you know, the game's close. That's it. I think probably they're happy. I would have been happy as a coach and leave down 10-6. And, you know, you're still in the game. You got a chance. Your kids are spiritual. Still good. It's been a good game so far.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, what I thought the turning point in the first half was the initial the first possession that Cardinal Newman had. After the Rancho Cotati Cougars took the opening kickoff at the 20, drove all the way down to the 15, and on a missed field goal attempt, the Cardinals took the football and came down the field, and on third down, and I don't know, and they hit a nice long pass, a 30-yard pass. Yeah. That changed the momentum of the whole first half, so... I just think it was a well-played first half. You look back, there's a PAT missed and a wonderful long field goal. Yeah. I mean, how many times do you see a high school kicker kick a 43-yarder?
Not very often. And that was a solid kick, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, questionable.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, a lot of the talk these days is about concussions in football. You know, we're losing a lot of kids that are not coming out for football because their parents don't want them to get involved in it. It starts at the youth league. I see that there is more kids playing flag football. What's your thoughts on how we can, moving forward, can prevent concussions?
I don't have any idea. I'm not a scientist. They do so much research on this now. I don't know if you can just eliminate it. I mean, I wish you could. I wish there was a way to completely eliminate concussions. But football is, you know, it's a collision sport. Just because of that, there's always going to be a chance of, you know, someone getting a concussion. Obviously, I think in the last few years, you know, the league and the section and the state have limited down how much you can practice and how often you can practice and how much full contact you can have in practice. And I think just limiting down the chances of a kid getting a concussion in a game, it's tough because the kids have to play and they you're trying to coach them to play 100 miles an hour as fast as they can. And there's times when you can't adjust. And there's going to be a collision, and you can't get your head out of the way sometimes. It's just such a bang-bang time, and it's going to happen every once in a while. You just hope that, you've done all the things during the off-season, strengthening your neck, making sure the kids are hydrated, all the things that you can do to help prevent it. And then, you know, part of it is coaching. You got to coach it so that they don't lead with their head and they understand the consequences of it. But I wish I had an answer to eliminate concussions. I don't. I was asking down there, they have those soft shells that go on the outer of the helmet. You know, a kid especially that maybe had already had a concussion, if they could, I'm not sure if it's legal to play with those on or not, but I wouldn't see why not. Another extra padding for those kids that maybe have an issue.
A couple of the thoughts that I'm having is that possibly that you only allow kids, you had mentioned maybe 2 minutes time on the field. Maybe a player should only play either offense or defense, and that cuts the time down on the field and the opportunities to get concussions. Another one might be the horse collars or the foam rolls around their neck to keep their necks from getting bent too much, too drastically. I know you just mentioned the helmets, and that's something that we're hoping they're working on to try to come up with better helmets. But I just love the game of football, and I hate that a lot of kids are not playing it because they're worried about concussion.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I agree, and a lot of parents have kept their kids out of youth football. I always felt, though, it really didn't affect kids when they got to high school, that some of the kids that never played football before, and they were good athletes, they played soccer, basketball, all those, all the skills they learned there transcend, you know, help you as a DB, receiver, you know, agility wise, all that kind of thing. I don't have the answer. And I love football too, and I'm old school. I don't want it to change, yeah. But you know, you have to change. It has to change, yeah. And there's always going to be, and there always have been parents that didn't want their kids to play football. Yeah. I mean, you know, back when I wanted to play high school football, my mom said, "No, you're not going to play." And I had to go, "Dad, can I play football?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "We talked to mom." And he said, "I'll talk to her." And of course, she never came to any of my freshman games at all. But then after, when I was a sophomore, she came to every game and every college game I ever played in. So, I mean, that were local. So, you know, there's always going to be, there always have been. And I understand the parents' concern about it. And, you know, as a coach, you have to tell them, hey, we coach everything we can for it not to happen. But there's always a chance that it can happen. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see you out here at the ballpark. You know, if I asked you, what do you miss the most about coaching? What would you say?
You know what? For me, I enjoyed, the camaraderie with my coaches of putting a plan together, watching tape and figuring out what we were going to do to try to win the game on offense and defense and special teams, if there were certain things we could do. All those kind of things. And then again, the fun part for me was trying to teach the kids that. Yeah. Okay, how are we going to do this and why? And the strategy of it. And that was the fun part for me. I think the games, hey, they're going to be what they are. But for me, the fun part was the strategy part of it, trying to figure it out. And then, again, the most important part was trying to get the kids to understand it and be able to do it. And we always said, if we are trying to do something and if they don't have it figured out by Wednesday, we're not doing it. Because, you know, if you can't practice it well, you know, on Thursday and then your walkthrough, you know, after trying to teach it to them for 3 days, then you just got to eliminate it and go with what, you know, you got to go. You got to do what they can do. That's the bottom line. You can't ask them to do something they can't do.
Yeah. Ed Conroy, thank you so much for coming up here. We got a second half coming up. The Cougars are trailing just by a few points. I'm hoping we're going to have a great finish to this game. You look great. You're doing good. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Game of the Week on KSRO, brought to you by Novato Chevrolet.
All righty. Hey, thanks very much, and go Cougs.
There you go. Thank you, Ed.
All right.
Great job.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you'd like to work with an honest car dealer, take the drive down the 101 to Novato Chevrolet. They have a sales team that'll treat you like family and a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Novato Chevrolet works with many different lending institutions so they can serve experienced as well as first-time buyers, subprime credit, and even individual tax identification numbers. Let Novato Chevrolet help you find the right car at the right price. No hablas ingles? No hay problema. Sales consultant David Corral habla español. Novato Chevrolet, 7123 Redwood Boulevard in Novato. And save money with online discounts at NovatoChevrolet.com.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.